What can a former professional poker player tell us about making the transformation from being a broker to becoming a benefit advisor? And can it be done without the pain point of immediately replacing the existing broker relationship? We'll find out on part one of this two-part episode of Shift Shapers.
Change either paralyzes or energizes. The choice is yours. You're listening to the Shift Shapers podcast. You're about to learn firsthand from businesses and entrepreneurs who have successfully shaped the shifts in their industries. Get ready to become the change that you want to see. Here's your host and Chief Transformation Strategist, David Saltzman.
This episode of the Shift Shapers podcast is brought to you by Captivated Health, a captive insurance arrangement that helps small and mid-market companies escape the fully insured marketplace and delivers stability, control, and savings without watering down employees' benefits or increasing their premium share. If you have clients in the educational institution or the engineering vertical, go to our website at CaptivatedHealth.com or click on the company logo on the Shift Shapers website. In 2010, some of you may remember that there was just a little bit of change going on in our industry, and I was out doing a keynote pretty frequently called "What Got You Here Won't Get You There." That's much more true today, but for a whole other set of reasons. We wanted to spend some time talking with a healthcare consultant who's getting there by helping to reinvent the entire process. And when I started thinking about who would be the best guest to have on the podcast to talk about that, there was only one name that came to mind, and that was John Sobracco. And John, thank you so much for taking some time and sharing your expertise with our audience. We love having you here.
Thank you, Dave. Been listening to the show for years. It's a pleasure to be on.
Well, thank you. Let's go into the Wayback Machine. Some people probably don't know this about you, but you were a professional poker player for a while. And the reason I want to bring that up and talk about it is because I think it's informed some of your approach to how to reinvent what we're doing. Would you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So I was a professional poker player in my prior life. And, you know, you played against the other opponents at the table. And really the rule of thumb in order to beat and outskill your opponents, because it didn't come down to cards when you were at that level. It was your smarts versus theirs. So the rule of thumb was if you spend 30 hours on the table playing, you had to spend 30 hours off that week learning and getting better to beat your opponents at this game called poker. So, you know, as I transitioned into this game of healthcare, I just applied those strategies to it because I had the odds stacked against me. So you're 20-something years old. You're competing against these guys that have been in business a long time. You're out on your own. You're a one-man band. It's how am I going to beat the competition? So I just kind of went back to my roots and said, well, I'm going to outsmart them. I'm going to understand how to actually lower healthcare costs for my clients, and that's going to be my differentiator. And that's where I got into self-funding, and I started learning, hey, wow, this is different. Nobody's talking about it. And that gave me that competitive advantage to beat my competition.
A lot of advisors don't study. They don't spend time. They're just forever chasing the new prospect. How, as an advisor, I mean, you had that baked into you because of your poker training and your history and how you knew how to win. How do you make that transition?
Yeah, I mean, making the transition, for me, it was easy, obviously, because it was my background. But I think you get out of it what you put into it. If you're not willing to put in the time, you're not going to get the outcomes. I mean, whether it's learning what you're doing or, you know, investing in your time, they say the more you learn, the more you earn. So what are you doing today to get better tomorrow? Because that's really what it is. I'm competing with myself yesterday, and I'm a believer in you have to pay for your education. So I remember when I started, now we put in a lot of time, but the reality is not all the resources were there. So as I come into the resources, I started writing checks so I could ramp up my learning curve. So if you're in a position that, hey, I'm pretty good getting in front of prospects, but maybe they're just not converting, you need to invest in yourself and put in the time and effort, and you will get there.
What kind of things did you invest in?
So a lot of different things. I mean, it started out with a mastermind and, you know, getting mentors. I mean, I remember when I started, Dave, you and I know this is a competitive industry. Nobody wants to share. So nobody locally was willing to help me. So when I joined a mastermind, collectively, we're all sharing in ideas. And, you know, I was lucky enough to get a mentor and a gentleman by the name of Craig Lack, which most of you probably know. And my learning curve has just gone through the roof. You're able to latch on to somebody that's done it, been in those experiences and has 30 years of experience. You know, that's how you're going to get better fast. And it was the same way with poker. Is, you know, I used to jump up in stakes and lose money to play against the best players to learn how to get better. And that's really the fastest way.
So everybody uses the term differentiator, right? I mean, you need to be different in the marketplace, but most folks aren't. Most benefit advisors aren't. They're kind of cookie cutter. And I know some folks are trying to break out. Do you start with figuring out what your differentiator is going to be? And is that always just knowledge? Or are there other techniques that you use, like branding? And which comes first? Is it a cart in front of horse thing?
Yeah, so I think you're on the right track of everybody says they're different. You look at their websites. We're different. We're different. We're not the same. To them, we all sound the same. So the reality is, if you're going in with the same approach, even the same solutions, it just may not resonate. So the reality is what we've been have a lot of success with is how can I win an account without ripping the broker of record away from the incumbent? Because that's our number one challenge, as you know, Dave, is how do I get somebody fired? You know, it's very difficult. So what we've been able to do, and a lot of my peers that we've been working with is offer them three ways to hire you. Sure, one in 20 times, there's going to be somebody that hates their broker and says, hey, we're looking for a new broker, but that's not typically the case. So what if there was a way to make a frictionless approach and get paid for the value you're delivering and them not have to change anything or fire anybody? And the role I'm talking about is the consulting role, which we've been doing with several clients for some time now, and it's been working phenomenally. And what does it look like? It just basically looks and smells like, keep your broker, understand you're happy now in these things that you're doing now, but I don't want to affect or change anything what you're doing. Let's take a look at what you're doing currently, some of the challenges you've expressed to me. Let's look at what you've done in the past 12 or 24 months, and let's put a plan together for the future, 6 months, 12 months from now. Okay. So the goal there is I don't have to fire anybody and I don't have to change anything. In poker, they talked about another opponent having outs. That means how many cards does he have to beat you? And you want him to have as little as possible. So when I go into meetings, you know, when you're asking for a broker record or you're asking them to make changes at renewal, what do? They push back with excuses. So that's like giving them an out. Well, I think you should change this with pharmacy. I think you should implement this. Well, no, I'm sorry. We have tax season going on. You know, we're doing a merger. So they could find every way under the sun to say no to you. So I started thinking to myself, how do I make this frictionless? How do I get them not to be able to say no and give them as minimal as outs as possible? And that's really the consulting role, is, hey, listen, pay me for expert objective advice. And it's been working out great. And what happens, Dave, is, you know, after 4 months, some 8 months or a year, they say, why am I paying this guy over here? Why don't you just manage everything? And that's really what we've been calling the Trojan horse strategy, because it's working over and over around the country with other advisors that we talk with.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Captivated Health is a single-source solution for your clients and prospects in the education and engineering verticals. The founders of Captivated Health have 35 years' experience working with healthcare and benefit clients. And over that time, they've developed a keen understanding of the unique problems mid-market clients experience. Frustrated by a lack of control, the unpredictability of ever-increasing healthcare costs, and the pressures and regulations of the Affordable Care Act, these groups have been adrift in the fully insured commercial marketplace. Until now. Captivated Health has built a program that solves those problems and does so with virtually no disruption to employees while saving clients millions of dollars. We wanted you to be among the first to know that Captivated Health is building a national distribution partner network so you can bring this cutting-edge solution to your education and engineering clients that you advise. To learn more about Captivated Health solution, go to our website at www.captivatedhealth.com or click on our logo on the Shift Shapers website.
for a lot of advisors, that's kind of scary because they're used to chasing the renewal, right? So it's an every 11-month process. What you've just talked about incorporates a couple of things that are very different for a lot of folks' process, and I'd like to explore them with you. And the first is this notion of not being paid a commission, but being paid on a consulting basis. How do you structure that? What kind of conversation is that?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lots of variables because that's the number one question I get. There's so many ways to go about it. You really got to find what low-hanging fruit you're going to go after. So is it a larger case that's already self-funded and you feel, well, we can help them dramatically on the pharmacy spend? So that's a number you can back off of there on a contingency basis. Or if you're going to do it on a fee basis, you're basically going to tell them is, listen, you're going to pay me for my expert advice and I will guarantee, you know, 3 times savings on what you pay me. So let's just say you're asking for $5,000 a month. You know, here's the initial project. We're going to review what you're doing for the renewal, make sure you're showing everything you need to see. And then we're going to plan for the future. And you can tie in guarantees. You can do fee plus contingency. There's so many ways to do it. I wouldn't say it's across the board standard because each client is different.
You also talk a lot about the future in these conversations. And again, I'll go backwards for a second. For a lot of our friends, for a lot of advisors, especially folks who've been in it for a while, it is an 11 or 12-month process. How do you change your mind space from dealing with a client renewal to saying, this is a long-term process and we're not going to accomplish everything you want in a year, but here's a 2-year plan or a 3-year plan?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I talk about being the contrarian and just going against the popular opinion. And, you know, what I believe is I tell them now, like, you know, there's no secret sauces to fixing your challenges and it's going to take some time, but you need to get on the track now in order to make change. So it may take 12 months, 36 months, or 6 months. I don't know that. But when you get on my track, I know how to take you there. I've done it before. And when you're ready, I can execute. So for an advisor, you have to realize this is a longer term play strategy. So maybe you're getting them in on a consulting arena and converting them later. But, you know, the old model of just saying, I'm going to rip the broker of record out and we'll manage your benefits, I feel like it's not that appealing anymore. The conversation I'm having now as an advisor is night and day that I had as just the broker of record. There's a level of trust and appreciation for what you do versus the broker of record role. And some may change, some may not. You know, Dave, I'll give you the credit for this because I heard you say it on a past podcast, it's like the stock brokerage industry. You know, everybody was a stockbroker. And when the internet came around, all of a sudden, people got educated, the consumer, and they realized, wow, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Okay, so 85% of them, you said, went out of business. But the smart guys became wealth advisors and actually educated and provided advice on how to make their investments go up. And I feel like that's kind of a turning point where we are in this industry with the premium spiraling out of control. Employers are looking for answers. So the typical renewal story you're giving them every year may not work forever. You've hung on for so long with those relationships, but there's guys like me and other peers around the country that are doing these things. So, you know, you need to change or you may not have a client anymore.
So it's to use an analogy, it's an Uber experience, not a taxi cab experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you talk about Uber and taxi cabs from a marketing standpoint, let's talk about that for a minute. You know, I think a lot of this all starts with positioning. Okay. Because the question I get is, what do I charge and how do I present this? Well, it's all about positioning who you are and what you do. Right. So in the past, it's been, and nothing against it, I built my business on cold calling. It's cold calling at renewal time and asking for a meeting and trying to, you know, pull the broker of record and jamming it down their throat. I've transitioned to a stage of Uber marketing, I like to call it. Okay. Think about it as, you know, the taxi cab driver sitting at the airport, flagging people down one by one and looking desperate. It happened to me recently. I said, look at this guy. He just doesn't get it. And then at the same time, I said, that's us. That's what we look like to them. And yet the Uber driver is sitting in his car, maybe at home, casting a wide net and saying, who needs a ride? And you know what? Maybe I don't want to pick that guy up. I want to choose to work with that guy because he's going to this destination and he tips better than that guy. So I think switching your marketing plan alone is going to help you with that positioning and the consulting role and a way to obtain new clients. And just to give you an example of some of the things that we've done is speaking. You know, you talk about investing in yourself. I wanted to be the best in front of people. I wanted to close more business. So I hired a speaking coach. Okay. I've done webinars. I'm doing emails, LinkedIn. Content is king. Quick story is, you know, we did a webinar that we ran a replay on. Okay. And just so happened a group from Silicon Valley across the country, as you know, I'm in New Jersey, gave me a buzz and said, hey, requested the webinar replay, requested a copy of my book, and all of a sudden, I'm on a phone call with them in a position of power. They've heard the story. They heard what I'm trying to accomplish, and there was no sales that was needed when you're doing it in the old way of taxi cab marketing, which is cold calling, going and selling yourself. I've already completed that. The sale has been made to them. They're now talking to me on the phone, almost in a sense of taking an order. So I think there's a lot of transition going on in the industry, and along with your sales process, your positioning, marketing, and branding is a big differentiator.
The Shift Shapers podcast is a production of Strategic Vision Publishing and David Saltzman. This podcast may not be reproduced in any form, in whole or in part, without the express written permission of the producers. All rights reserved.